理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 16 The Monster's Threat. One night, as I sat in my workroom, I realized that I had no idea what kind of character the new monster would have. I thought, when I built the first monster, I didn't know he was going to be so angry and terrible. I do not know what this new monster will be like. What if she is more awful than her husband? What if she wants to kill people? What if she does not want to go to another country? If the monsters don't like each other, will I have to build another one? But then an even more horrifying thought came to me. What if the monsters do like each other and go to another country and have children? Then the children could destroy more people. In those moments, I believed that my promise to the monster had been a terrible mistake. Everything that happened would be terrible. Suddenly, I looked up and saw the monster's face at the window. He was staring at his new wife, and an ugly smile moved his black mouth. When I saw that smile, I thought he was planning to do some new awful thing. I had been stupid to try to help him. Immediately, I grabbed the female monster's body and began to tear it into pieces. Legs, arms, and other body parts fell onto the floor of the workroom. I looked at the monster in the window one more time before I ran out of the workroom. The monster shouted angrily. Then he disappeared into the night. For the next few hours, I sat in the other room, staring at the sea. I was trying not to think about what would happen next. The moon was large and bright, and I heard the voices of fishermen on the water. What was the monster doing? Suddenly, I saw a boat coming quickly towards the shore. When it arrived, I saw the monster jump out of the boat and walk up the path to my house. I wanted to run, but I could not move. I knew that I should not have destroyed the monster's friend. Now he would kill me. I began to tremble again, knowing that the monster was coming. I wanted to run, but I was frozen to my chair. Moments later, the door opened and the monster came in. "Why did you break your promise, Frankenstein?" he cried. "Why did you destroy my hopes after all this time?" I could not look at him. "Leave me alone," I screamed. "I broke my promise because I cannot make another thing as ugly and evil as you are, a monster who will kill innocent people." The monster stared at my red face. He spoke quietly, but his words were like a knife in my heart. "I promised you that if you made me a friend, I would leave you in peace. I would never kill another human being. I did not want to kill anyone. I would never lie to you, but you have lied to me. You call me evil. Yes, I am evil now. And I am more powerful than you, Frankenstein, my creator." I was too angry to be afraid. "Yes, you are more powerful than me, but I'm not afraid of you," I yelled, waving a knife in the air. His yellow eyes burned with fire. He said, "As long as I live, you will be miserable. I will have my revenge on you. This is my only reason for living." "Get out! Get out, you evil thing!" I screamed. Now the monster had evil in his voice. "Yes, I am evil, but you are more evil than I, because of what you have done. I'll go, but remember, I'll always be with you. I'll be with you on the night of your marriage to sweet Elizabeth. Won't she be sad?" And he laughed a horrible laugh. I jumped at him, trying to cut him with the knife, but he was too quick and ran out of the house. Moments later, he was in his boat and moving across the water. I stood on the edge of the water, hearing the monster's words again in my head. I was filled with anger as I heard his words again in my mind. "I will be with you on your wedding night." So he was going to kill me on my wedding night. I was not afraid for myself, but I couldn't bring this pain and fear to Elizabeth. She truly loved me. Tears fell down my face. I told myself I would not let the monster kill me without a long and terrible fight.